This one is amusing. I don't mean that it's funny, though. I guess it feels funny to me from the inside. This is amusing, so I go a little off book. There's less in the way of induction or deepener. I'm mostly just leveraging any rapport you do feel. And if my voice has guided you into useful trains of thought, if you've found yourself enjoying me, thank you. That helps. In fact, it's one of the items on my little list. So, I'm managing to keep my voice calm. I'm going to talk about crisis, about mental health, and about crisis. Now, you've often probably heard mental health crisis, and maybe only some of you understand the particular state I'm referring to, but it's a state that I am currently in. Shaky fingers, I'm having to stop and restart the takes. I'm well taken care of. I have a crisis plan for exactly this circumstance. And that's what we're going to discuss. Destigmatization and how normal it is to sometimes just experience that. This is an atypical crisis, and so I decided to take advantage of it. Okay. Deep breathing, a little prompt for myself. And I do have a list. It's a physical list on a post-it, but yours could just as easily be in a browser or a notepad document as long as it's accessible. If you have people who help you when you're in a bad way, as it were. And there are a lot of euphemisms for it like that. In a bad way, feeling poorly, a little out of it. A lot of us who do experience mental health crisis have diminutive, self-disparaging nicknames for things. And I would encourage you to just be frank. Call it what you like. I call it crisis. A mental health crisis is a reminder that the stressors you experience, your conditions, are physical. They are conditions of the body, of the mind, that at a certain point one can feel overwhelming, difficult to cope with. Sensations, emotions. Every crisis is unique to the person. Every emergency is unique to the individual. But when you're in crisis, because mental health supports are not as good as they should be most places, you often may find that you have to soothe yourself or manage yourself. But your usual coping mechanisms may work less well. There can be similarities between people's crises. If you're in crisis, you might not be able to take care of yourself. Symptoms of your usual mental health conditions might be worse, and you might need assistance. You are not alone. Other people go through that phenomenon. And for me, it can manifest as a cold affect and inability to really get up much of an emotion. But my hands shake. People close to me know what it looks like. And there honestly are signs. And once it's controlled, as I guess this particular one is, you can take a close look. If you experience difficulty in functioning, or you're unable to function, get out of bed, go to work, do your daily tasks. If you have, just an inability to take care of yourself in the ways that you might usually. If you experience strong negative emotions. If you self-medicate or withdraw from others, if you have thoughts of harm to yourself or others, these things are signs of crisis. It's out there, and these can often be severe. If you live with a mental health condition, it's worth taking a look at. A clear and abrupt change in your behavior. When you feel your mood or behavior is not appropriate for you, that's when you should take a look at it. And this can be caused by so many things. Changes in relationships, feeling alone or like you don't have a support system can, unfortunately, be a contributor to crisis. Mental health treatments, facing discrimination, natural disaster, violence. A lot of things can cause this kind of response. And when we are in crisis, it can help to reach out. There are crisis intervention services. If they're around, try to find them. I will link to a list of resources in the description. You could go to a walk-in urgent care center if one's available, or your own mental health professional if you have one. Urgent care or an emergency room, it can be dangerous in these times, especially post-pandemic. But being somewhere with people waiting in line, it can be helpful to know that even if you have a wait, help exists. And one of the best things we can do if we have experienced crisis and if we've passed through it is try to become someone who you would want around in a crisis. Listen to the person. Stay calm. Speak calmly. Don't panic. And understand that your feelings are reasonable, rational, that what you are experiencing is distressing. But if you're trying to help someone, you do have to keep the focus on them. Even though I urge you, if you help someone who's in crisis, to undergo self-care yourself. Everyone needs it. Even moving slowly is a good idea. Then, listen to the person. Really do listen. Maybe you can figure out their immediate needs. Maybe they just need you there. Maybe you can figure out if any of their symptoms are particularly distressing to them. Ask how you can help. Support and concern helps. And see if you can do anything for them. They may not know what they need, but you can ask very specific things. Do you need me to call someone for you? Do you need a ride to the hospital? You know, it can even be as simple as, would you like this blanket? Etc. You might feel like you have to do something urgently or take control of the situation. Remember that someone in crisis may say things that could upset you as a secondhand party. No matter what you hear, it will never be helpful to panic or become uncalm. Keep an eye on them, but give them space. Don't make them feel trapped. You are not responsible for other people's actions, but you can help other people. And if you are going to ask them things, try to give them options, and then wait. Keep them from feeling overwhelmed. If you try to take charge and do something right away, it can cause them to freeze up. Would you like to do this or that? Would you like me to help you into the shower or into bed? Would you like me to get you something to drink, something to eat? Would you like me to sit here or perhaps across the room? Would you like me to wait just outside the door? Would you like me to... Offer very specific options. Give space. Listen. Stay calm. Help them reach out if they are not able to navigate themselves. Someone in mental health crisis, or as me, immediately post-crisis, can experience a wide array of very, very serious symptoms. Often in response to previous events, but sometimes people just go through sudden intense changes in mood, challenges in taking care of themselves. They go through ideation, self-medication, isolation. And when it happens, regardless of the cause, there are things you can do to attempt to help that are better than not being there. Being there for someone is important, and often the system isn't. There may be an idea in your head that, of course, one should use whatever resources are available, but understand that at some point before crisis, many people with mental health conditions have tried those options and found them unhelpful. So if you're going to step in and help, then knowing that you should move slowly, calmly, that you should offer specific options instead of taking charge, you should assist them. Perhaps they want to go to a mental health outpatient place, or perhaps your presence and assistance are sufficient. Stay with the person if you can. These are helpful. And for those of you who experience crisis, understand it does not mean that you are weak. It does not mean you have done anything wrong. It is a natural thing that occurs. Many people deny this, and that is where the negative stigma partly comes from. But understand that if your normal coping mechanisms don't work, if you catch yourself, as I do, telling yourself, oh, well, normally I've got this on lock, normally I'd be fine. Part of the definition of crisis, that unique conflux of anxiety, deficit in certain types of thinking and acting, where you just can't quite get to where you'd normally get to in your head, that inability to calm down, the ideation or intrusive thoughts. These things make your normal coping mechanisms, if not ineffective, less effective. And so if there's something to fix in mind, it's that even if your thinking is disruptive, if you can try to be around people who you know are okay with assisting through crisis, or if you can keep a resource that has worked for you firmly in mind, that may be what you can do. Instead of trying to fix things internally, using a mechanism that temporarily is less effective, you can try to allow others. And just because you want something in one moment doesn't mean you want it over a long period of time. Deliberation, slowness, stillness, and permission to have difficulty. When you spot yourself afterward, as I do, detecting things that really were unfair to yourself, try to strip them out. There's a lot of negative stigma around crisis, and a lot of people can't handle witnessing people who are in a profound state of stress-based or mental health crisis-based disturbance. Understand it is normal. It can occur. There is nothing wrong. And if you've been through it, understand there are ways to help. Listen slowly and deliberately. Offer specific options. Try to find out what would help. Be present. If you're able to assist a person in accessing a resource that helps them or has helped them in the past, do so. If you're able to help them be more comfortable or perhaps just be present as support, you can do so. Provided you've taken care of yourself, you put your oxygen mask on first. But once you've been through it, empathy for other people going through a similar situation is pretty easy to conjure. And this is permission to anyone listening to this who's going through or going to go through crisis in the nigh future too. Go ahead and try your normal checklist of coping mechanisms and self-care. See if anything works. And if nothing does, don't blame yourself. You've done what you can. And if you can't access those mechanisms, try to accept help. But whatever you do, don't let the stigma survive even one more moment. You are a complete and whole person. All the things that you are told are things that people tell themselves to feel better. Sometimes, sadly, even people who have experienced crisis themselves. And casting aspersions on people who do face that condition can be a way of denying that you ever did. So have sympathy. Have empathy. Try to take care. There are resources below that you can hold on to. But sometimes the best resource is just someone who's been there and who cares about somebody else. And you can do that. And you can do this. Take care.